Exodus 29:1-46. Devotional focus verse. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. Exodus 29:44. Last night, my college-age son was lying on the couch in the living room, contemplating the necessity of writing a paper on family roles for his English class. Sympathizing with his reluctance to move from the couch to the keyboard, and hoping to inspire him by a little dialogue on the subject, a family discussion sprang up, evaluating the roles in our household. His siblings quickly noted that those roles shift regularly. Mom may be a counselor today and seamstress tomorrow. Dad may engage himself with a lawnmower on Monday night, but utilize a frying pan on Tuesday evening when Mom gets home late. Our son may be a student during the day, that's the idea anyway, but a champion basketball player or diehard fisherman in the evening and on weekends. Our daughter may be a giggling high schooler one moment, but an expert cookie maker the next. While our roles in our homes or society may change from day to day, God has a particular role for each one of us to fill in His service. In today's text, Aaron and his sons were sanctified, set apart, for a particular task. God had set up the system of sacrifices to help His people approach Him. Aaron and his sons were to be priests, the ones who performed the duties and worship rituals for the people. Their roles were clearly defined, not only by the functions they performed, but also by the special garments they wore and the portions of food they were allotted. God wants to sanctify each of us to accomplish a special job for Him. While someone else may fill a similar position, the fact is, each one of us is the only one who can fill our particular spots. God has placed us in a certain environment, in a precise time frame, and equipped us with the specific abilities for a personal and designated role. What role has God called you to in His harvest field? Are you filling it? Background information. This chapter relates the instructions God gave Moses regarding the consecration of Aaron and his sons, who were to serve as the priests of Israel. Verses 1 through 9 concern the preparations that were to be made for the ordination of the priests. The terms to hallow, to sanctify, and to consecrate all carry with them the idea of a dedication to God for a holy purpose. The sacrifices God instructed Moses to make for the consecration of Aaron and his sons followed the same pattern that was later given for the congregation of Israel. The next portion of the chapter, verses 10 through 37, describes various types of offerings that were to be part of the priest's ordination. First, a sin offering was to be made. Aaron and his sons placed their hands on the head of a young bullock, symbolizing the transfer of their sins to it as their substitute. After that, a burnt offering of a ram was made. The animal was entirely consumed in the fire of the altar, signifying complete devotion and commitment to God's service. Next, another ram was offered, along with several types of bread, portions of which were lifted before the Lord as a wave offering. This indicated a thankfulness to God for His provision. Then a heave offering, consisting of one breast of the second ram, was to be eaten by Aaron and his sons. This signified the fellowship between God and His people. The conclusion of the chapter deals with the daily sacrifices. Every day thereafter, both morning and evening, a burnt offering was to be made, reminding the people of their need of cleansing and dedication to the Lord. As the people made their sacrifices in obedience to God's instructions, God would sanctify the tabernacle and the altar for their ordained purposes. and Aaron and his sons for their appointed tasks. In choosing Aaron for the office of high priest, God had not commissioned a perfect man. However, because of God's grace, he gave forgiveness, cleansing, and fellowship, making Aaron's service acceptable. Conclusion: like Aaron, God has something specific for us to do in his service. Are we doing it?